Welcome to the Dirt Bike Breeder Podcast. My name is Jeremy, and in this episode, Toby Hedricks, now absolute awesome rally rider here in Australia, making his way to Dakar at the end of this year. So we catch up with him just for a bit chat. We didn't get to catch up to him after the Condor 750 because there was just so much racing in that time. So we kind of chat with him now, and also he's lead up to getting a rally 450. KDM here in Australia. Very exciting. So kind of chat with him, see what else has been going on. He is getting kind of prepped for some rallying very soon. So listen to this episode, follow along with him. His social media game is absolutely awesome. So you can get so much more contact from him there. Follow him because he will be going overseas very soon to compete. So make sure you follow along because it is an awesome road to Dakar. We will be there with him and hopefully catch up with him before and after his next event, which is very, very soon. So Toby, you're a legend. Good luck with everything, mate. Thanks again to our supporters as well. B&B Off-Road, Whole Shot Graphics, On Point Motor and Suspension, Acherby's Australian Adventure On Store. Follow everyone. Follow Toby. Go racing. Follow along with us. Get your entry free if you follow along really well, because we're going to be giving away some more free entries. And get after it. Cheers. Welcome to the Dirt Bike Breeder Podcast. My name is Jeremy, and this is season 5 of this crazy podcast that we started so long ago. Myself and Alex are the hosts, and we appreciate your time. And everyone that gets on this podcast, we share stories from desert racing, flat track, hard enduro, regular enduro, all forms of motorcycles. We try and bring everyone together and have a yarn, really just share the stories, get everyone pumped for a weekend, or recap on what just happened over the weekend. There's so much racing in Australia, and we're very proud to be a part of it and to bring you it. So thank you for tuning in. Like in life, we get a bit excited. The guests get a bit excited. It's a bad language can come out. It's unfortunate. We do apologize if you don't like bad language, but shit happens. Thanks to the amazing support we have from not only you, the fans, but companies here in Australia, we wouldn't be able to make this happen. So thank you. Please remember to share all the episodes that you like, because it doesn't just give us the exposure, but it gives the riders the exposure. And that's what they really need. We need to get the events out there. We need to get the riders out there so we can bring more attention to them and help them grow their career. So once again, welcome to season 5. Hope you enjoy. Strap in. It is going to be an epic year. And get after it. Cheers. All right, we're back. Toby Hedricks, how are my friend?
Good, thanks, mate. Good. And yourself?
Living the dream, mate. It's cool to chat to you. We spoke to you kind of, was it the end of last year, I think it was, and we're back now. We didn't catch up with you after Condo because I'm useless and decided to go to the desert for a little while and do, you know, try and live like you, but it's you've been very, very busy, boy.
Yeah, mate, we have been busy. It's been a busy start to the year, even though we haven't done a whole lot of racing.
No.
But it's been a lot of time on the bike and a lot of organising and all that stuff that goes on in the background that we, you know, house bike riders don't really consider, but there's a lot goes into it when you try head overseas, I suppose.
Absolutely. And it's also the prep. And I mean, how many hours now have you put on the bike since you've been back?
Oh gosh, mate. Like it'd a day ride's 8 hours. So yeah, there's at least 6 hours on the clock and you're doing that just about every weekend. So mate, it's a few, but you know, it's all, hopefully it'll all pay off.
Do you remember what your family looks like, or do they remember what you look like, mate? You've been so busy, like work and then riding, mate, far out, husband of the year.
Yeah, mate. Yeah, work and family life, of course, because I've got the little one, and then riding. But you know, we knew coming into this year, I've got great support behind me with the family, and they, you know, we spoke about it a lot, that what this year was going to be. And yeah, you know, it's a great opportunity, so we've grabbed it with both hands and we're running with it.
Look, I mean, a bit of a recap is, obviously you went over there and then you went overseas and you managed to win a entry to Dakar, which was amazing. It was such a cool thing for a rookie to do that. I mean, it was obviously a rookie prize, but for you to go over and do it at your first real event, first, you know, overseas one is amazing. But then not only that, you know, to then back it up and come over here and race some big races. Unfortunately, Condo, as you said, didn't go through. It rained out, so that's a bit of a shame. But now you're getting ready to go back overseas and race again.
Yeah, mate. So yeah, I went to Morocco late last year, which was, you know, my first overseas race, and that all went pretty well. And it was great just to get my, get my hands wet, I guess, you know, put my feet in it.
Yeah.
But it was, you know, it was cool. And then we've come back home, had a bit of a cruisy summer, probably a little bit more time on the bike than normal, but, you know, not too much. And then really into the start of this year, I've ramped up my training a bit more. And yeah, Condo was a bit of a bummer because that was, you know, got a big, it obviously more devastating really for the organisers and everyone involved with that event, because it means so much to the community up there. So that was more devastating for those guys really than us competitors, because, you know, we can find other races to do, but for them it's a, only happens once a year. So that was a bummer, but got rained out. Nothing anyone could do about that. And so we've just come back home and got into our training again, and we're just getting ready now to head over to Argentina in a few weeks' time. So keen for that.
Look, it was you're right. I mean, Condo 750 is a massive event for the town of Condobolin, and it's got such a long history there, and it's produced some amazing riders. You know, yourself and Smith Brothers and Grabo and all those guys have come out of that, you know, amazing event. For it to not run, I mean, they still gave awards out, mate, and it was a surprise not to see on the top spot, mate. It was some of the local boys who obviously just who could really push it in that wet conditions.
Yeah, mate, a few local boys. A bit of local knowledge up there never goes astray. But obviously, with the conditions the way they were, none of us were really racing, to be honest. They prologued us in the order that we scrutineered, and I should have probably cottoned onto that and scrutineered earlier and all of that. But you know, they're only excuses.
No, well, look, mate, you had a good excuse. I mean, the trip there, as we just said off the record, there was a few signs to not go, mate. The old car broke down and things like that before you even got there.
Yeah, mate, it was warning signs before we even left town. So you know, 2 Ks from home, leaving home, we did a turbo on the Ute, and we had to do a swap over, and we ended up getting a condo, I think. 1 o'clock in the morning on Friday, and got a bit of a sleep and got up and got sorted, and it was rained all day really, and then we went and rode prologue, which was probably good that we even got that were able to do that, you know. Got out there and made a heap of mess on the farmer's paddocks, and then we sat around and spoke about it all Saturday.
Well, that sounds quite nice, my friend. You know, it's a nice place to be. But how's the bike and everything going? Because there's a few rumours floating around that you may have a 450 rally.
Yeah, mate. So that, gosh, it's been a process. So as we sit now, I'm the end of this week, hopefully I can shoot down to Melbourne and get it, you know, from customs down there. It's been a process getting it here and getting it cleared, and just another logistical nightmare that I've thought would be easier than what it was, but that's all right. It looks like we're nearly there now, so hopefully get a few solid weeks on that, you know, before we head over to Argentina.
Keep going.
Yeah, no, you're right. No, all good.
I was going to say, what is the process of getting a 450 rally to Australia?
Well, I've got this one off the Bass KDM team, so it's actually a second-hand bike. You say second-hand, but the way they treat them, machines is, you know, they're still in race-ready condition and as if they've never been ridden. So, we've imported that straight from those guys. And then because being it's European standards, not Australian standards, which are actually better than Australian standards, but for whatever reason they don't carry over to Australia, so you've got to get all that certified and engineered and that done, versus if I was to go to a dealership here and purchase it straight from KDM, that would have all been taken care of. But I wasn't prepared to wait 3 years for that to happen because your waiting list is massive. So hence the reason going to Bass and getting it off those guys. But and then obviously once it arrives here, you got to get cleared through customs and then biosecurity, which you've got to do through an agent. You can't do that independently, so that's the process we're just going through now, so mate, which is nearly sorted. And god, I just want to get it in my little, get it under me and start doing some K's. So hopefully that'll happen in this weekend,
mate. That's an exciting thought. I mean, there's not really many of them in Australia and not many get ridden as well, and to have one, I know the process. I mean, I've been very lucky to ride kind of like Ben Young's one and things like that, and it's a hell of a machine, but to get one over here, it's something special, and also it'd be something special to have in your shed as well.
Yeah, absolutely, mate. I like it's obviously not having it here yet, it's just been painstaking, but I reckon once it's sitting in my shed, I'll just want to go out there and look at it each night, I reckon. I'm pretty excited for it, and another big motivator to get on it and go do some K's as well, because the poor old KDM 500 EXE's getting a bit tired and doesn't enjoy the caves.
I can imagine. And you've been so busy. I mean, we went down to Big Desert and Sunset just on the weekend, and you spoke to Coxie and showed us some of the maps that you did, which we went on to. Mate, the tracks that you train on just in a single day are massive.
Yeah, they are, mate, and it's the crazy thing is I go down there and do those Ks, especially in the big desert. They're full on, like, or you would have noticed it when you went down there. You know, you're flat out averaging 70K an hour because it's just sandy, windy, booked
Oh,
out four-wheel drive tracks. But
mate.
I
Wow.
ride that all day, and then I go overseas, and I still get beat up. Like, I just feel like I can't do enough of it. You know, like,
Yeah,
it's
right.
the terrain and the conditions of you know, that we ride in over there is just brutal, you know.
Yeah,
But
right.
so yeah, all of that and some is needed.
So then what's Argentina? Like, let's give people a bit of an idea of what the Argentina rally is actually
Yep.
involving.
Yeah, well, so for people that would, it wasn't that long ago that the Dakar ran through Chile, Peru, and Argentina. So people might remember some footage from that of what it's like. But the Argentina rally they run now, is they call it the Route of 40. And we're running out of Cordoba, which is pretty central north south of Argentina. Climate and stuff pretty similar, I guess, to southern Australia for this time of year. So it's going to be pretty cold. Terrain wise, though, plenty of dunes and open desert, camel grass, riverbeds, which apparently are easy to get lost in.
Oh, great.
So. Just because of the options, like, there's just so many, and the rocks are sort of similar color to the sand and stuff like that. So,
Yep.
but yeah, look at that. I've been told, you know, that it's the best rally on the calendar
Wow.
for the World Series as far as how it's ran, the countryside, like what you're riding through and what you get to see and the hospitality. So, yeah, God, I'm looking forward to it.
Mate, look, it sounds great, and all the rallies that we follow, it's definitely one of the premier ones, and a lot of ones that people put on their calendar. So to be going ahead, what was it that the reason you chose this one compared to the others?
So there's the five rounds of the World Series that Dakar's in, which is obviously Dakar being one, Abu Dhabi Desert Challenge. There's one in Portugal, and then Argentina and Morocco. So this one basically fits my not only my calendar the best, but also having done Morocco last year. That's sort of the first option for training for Dakar, and then Argentina is very similar again to the Dakar conditions and how tough it is in Saudi Arabia, so it's pretty similar. Where Portugal is pretty much all windy sort of vineyard type roads, and then Saudi, sorry, Abu Dhabi is more dunes. So basically, just for the variety, to be honest, is why I chose Argentina. And I suppose I got talked into it a little bit. For yeah, the boys reckon it's pretty good. So.
Well, it always happens that way, and I suppose it does fit the calendar really well. Are we going to see you lining up at say Hadar this year?
Oh, look, mate, that's my goals. So let's see. I'll get through Argentina first, and I haven't been doing any type of HATA training at all, which once again isn't it. I'd like to line up, yeah, just for the purely for the bike time and the conditioning. No, I'm not really going to go in there with any expectation on results because yeah, I just haven't been, you know, doing that intensity training. But I'd like to line up there for sure.
And can we say we see you do it on the 450 rally?
Yeah, I reckon look, maybe, let's see. I'm sort of thinking I might do it just for
What?
yeah, why not?
Mate, because it's
I
worth
need
more
the
than most
training.
cars on the road. What are you talking about?
Yeah, I'd be upset if someone T-boned me. That wouldn't be cool.
Mate, or you high-sided it or something. Just,
Oh
oh,
no,
just.
that's all right. I could deal with it if I'm the culprit. But God, if someone else is here, they'd be sending them a bill, that's for sure.
Mate, the rear tankers are worth someone's brand new bike.
Yeah, no, I know. So, yeah, it's worth it though. It's worth
It's
it
good
though.
advertising. It's good
Yeah.
advertising. I tell you what. Now,
Yeah.
remember that guy that did it on a 450
That
rally? Oh
stupid idiot. Yeah.
yeah, that's right. How'd that go for him? Not very well, no. But
Not very well.
look, man, it's exciting to see you go over there, and obviously we follow you with all your stuff online, and you really managed to put it together really well. So hopefully, you keep that prep going, and then we can see you overseas, especially just sending it like you did last time.
Absolutely, mate. Go over there and first and foremost have a ball. But with that, with having fun and enjoying it, comes hopefully some good results as well. So,
Well, look, my friend, good luck with everything. As you keep saying, keen to follow you. Where's the best place for people to follow you on social media?
yeah, social media. So Facebook, just Toby Hedricks, HRA, and the same again on Instagram. You'll come across my pages on there, and I'm pretty good at keeping those up to date. I'm getting better at it anyway, and I've got some merch and raffle tickets and all that kind of stuff. Or if you just want to keep up to date with what I'm doing, that's where to go. So
Nope. Beautiful. All right, mate. Well, look, stay safe and keep training, and we'll talk to you after your next event.
Awesome. Cheers, mate. Thank you.